Well, now that I've got the attention of all you dyscalculia sufferers, I'm not trying to torture you, I guarantee you. Let's divide by fractions, though. Do a little bit of fancy arithmetic. You say, no, please, no. You can feel the headache growing inside your skull. Well, what do you need to know again to pull off dividing by fractions?
The next thing that's going to happen is we're going to try and get to the efficient procedure for dividing by a fraction, or one of the two efficient procedures for dividing by a fraction.
Procedures. That kindly math instructor on YouTube reminds us that math is a combination of insight, problem solving, creativity, and remembering some procedures, like flip the fraction and multiply. Is it coming back? Well, now two researchers, Michael Ullman and Tanya Evans at Georgetown and Stanford, respectively, have discovered that procedural memory systems, a special part of the brain, might actually be impaired in cases where people have severe problems with learning math. This might not exactly be a math disability, but it may point to a concrete disorder that inhibits children's cognitive ability to perform math, like dyslexia and some language disorders do.
It seems that math processing relies on a lot of things that have to do with a learning system in the brain called procedural memory. When you're learning to do math, you have to learn a procedure, and then you have to learn how to do it a little bit more quickly as time goes on. And so we think that those are the systems that are involved in math processing, and particularly those that are disrupted when children have disabilities in this avenue.
Michael, and you think these are distinct learning operations from reading and other manipulations of symbols?
It seems to underlie all kinds of different things, including riding a bicycle and other complex motor skills, probably reading, and probably aspects of language like grammar. And basically what we're proposing here is that it might also be underlying aspects of math, and that those aspects of math are impaired in math disability in children.
How much is the disability component here distinct from the I hate math component that so many teachers and parents run into when they see their kids encountering math for the first time?
Children and just people in general that have what seems like an anxiety towards math and doing any sort of math problems, we think that that can lead and be kind of a component of these disabilities, but certainly not everyone who thinks that they're bad at math or who has an aversion to it actually has some sort of disability.
Michael, would you say that there are signals in other behaviors that indicate this procedural memory impairment in some way that might be completely different from math, but actually involve the same parts of the brain?
Children with math problems often have problems with reading and seem to also possibly, in some cases, have problems with grammar. And so we think that these things co-occur, which is one of the reasons why we thought of this idea, because if the same children have problems with grammar and reading, and those are explained by problems with procedural memory, then it also seems not improbable that procedural memory problems may also explain their math difficulties.
So is there a workaround? Does your research tell you that there's a way to, you know, left brain, right brain this strategically?
Absolutely. Not left brain, right brain, but rather a fair bit of our research suggests that when you have problems with procedural memory, the other main learning and memory system in the brain called declarative memory can take over to a fair extent. So where procedural memory underlies what people might call motor memory, like underlies things like driving, declarative memory is the thing that we normally think of as learning and memory, like I remember what you said and I know that. And a number of different developmental disorders, including dyslexia, this declarative memory system takes over for problems in procedural memory. Now, we don't know whether that's true in math disability. It may be more complex, but at least it's possible across a number of developmental disabilities.
I would think, Tanya, that if you're using your declarative memory to deal with impairments in your procedural memory, that you might be more easily distracted. I mean, if you have to be very conscious of what you're doing when you're driving, as opposed to relying on muscle memory, you know, a bug flies through the car and boom, you're off the road.
Right. Being able to accurately and fluently produce, or even, you know, I like to think of mathematics as another language, or, you know, speak mathematics, requires a whole combination of brain systems, and attentional resources are important, cognitive control, quantity representation, object processing. And this is just kind of a glimpse into the types of things that might be able to compensate during this type of processing with children who have these disabilities.
What parents and what families and teachers might really benefit from this research? And does it give us any indication of where these disabilities actually come from, cause and effect?
I think it points us into a direction in terms of designing interventions, right? And so if you know that there's impairments in procedural learning, and more specifically, like Michael mentioned, automatizing procedures, then it gives you a glimpse into the types of skills that might be beneficial to rehearse or to spend a little bit more time on in the classroom.
One might look at, particularly at problems with procedural memory, look at the underlying brain structures or other kinds of procedural memory problems and see if those might be impaired or problematic, and that might be a hint at possibly co-occurring math problems you haven't noticed yet. Additionally, for therapy, one could target the procedural memory system, either behaviorally or with pharmaceuticals, or one could even target the declarative memory system to encourage compensation if that turns out to be a compensatory mechanism in math disability, as it seems to be in dyslexia or developmental language impairment.
You mentioned dyslexia. Does this hold similar prospects for people with math disorders?
We certainly hope so. In terms of comparing this and drawing a parallel between math disabilities and reading disabilities, I think it's really interesting because some children have specific impairments or in one or the other. But I think what makes some of this research incredibly interesting is that there are a lot of children where there's a comorbidity that exists, where the children that will show impairments in one area will also show some impairments in another. And understanding the complexities of how these two systems interact is certainly an area of future research.
Well, Michael and Tanya, this is pretty fascinating stuff. And are either of you good at math?
Sometimes.
Maybe sometimes, too.
But that's important why you're in brain research, I suppose, rather
and
than
not math.
Yeah, exactly. Michael and Tanya, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you as well.
I must have had that. Not me, of course. It's one of you in Anderson, South Carolina. I had a horrible algebra teacher who missed her calling to be an architect. I think I made a D in that class.
My name is Tina. I'm a nurse from St. Louis, Missouri. And my disability with math, or my fear of math, prevented me from going to medical school, which had been my dream. I am going to be pursuing an advanced degree in nursing, so I'm still helping people.
This is Jody calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I was good in math in school up to a point. Now I can't keep numbers in my head and can't memorize or remember a string of numbers or even a phone number right after I hear it for anything. It's been very frustrating. I'm smart in most other areas. It's just numbers.
That's why you've got that smartphone, Jody. Come on. Hollywood, Florida. I have a math phobia. I get so flustered when I have to calculate things in front of people. I feel like I missed some basics along the way and have thought often about getting a tutor just as a self-improvement thing. I'm 40, says Hollywood, Florida. Kanaoe, Hawaii, always struggled with math, can't visualize the numbers in my head or understand fractions. I had to take remedial math classes as an adult and finally had teachers that made it fun and had patience. I would be lost without a calculator. Most people are.
Christopher from New York City. As a late bloomer, trained as a classical pianist from age 4, I discovered I was a slow learner. Later in life, I pursued a college degree, achieving a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, and then a Master's in Applied Mathematics Operations Research. I turned the weakness into a strength.
Plays the piano, good at math, huh? Sounds very successful. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or join the conversation at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.